Okay, let's get into Hosea Perek Tess as we continue here with the Tochacha that Hosea gives, and it's really similar to all the other Prakim. The theme is, you have to do tshuva. The theme is that you have strayed, and Avodah Zarah has taken over, and Hashem is waiting for you to come back, and if not, there's going to be punishment on the horizon. The first three psukim are talking, again, to the northern kingdom. Then we get back to the southern kingdom, which is going to be later. But again, everyone is still already in this downward spiral as we head towards the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Says the Navi, in the first pasuk, there's a lot to say on the first pasuk. Chazal pick up on the first pasuk. Al tismach Yisrael al gil ka'amim. Do not be happy, Bnei Yisrael. El gil ka'amim, to the simcha, like the other nations. Ki zanisa me'al alkecha, because you have strayed. Ahav to Esnan, I'll call Garno's Dagan. You have loved Esnan. Esnan is associated with Esnan Zona, right? You have been promiscuous. The mashal of Znus to Avodah Zarah. I'll call Garno's Dagan, like a Zona goes to the Goren to get her, to get what she needs. So too, that's what you have been like. But what does it mean, Al tismach Yisrael? Do not be happy. It's the first on the pshat of the pasuk. There is this an onesh. The Radak says, "Im yikra lachem davar simcha." If you make a simcha, kamo chubas chasanim, ein lachol l'smo kamo shara amim. But you still, even in your simcha, you shouldn't be happy because there's so much that you're not doing. Rather, yesh lachol his abel alze, for l'smo l'shem simcha. Right, when we have a simcha, it has to be simcha as part of avodas Hashem. This is not part of avodas Hashem, so there's nothing to be happy about. If it's just stam a party that's against what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, then it's something that shouldn't be done. Like the Mishta by in the Purim story, as we know, that should have been Avelus instead of the Simcha. Look on the Abarbanel. Abarbanel says, "Atech Yisrael El Gil Ka'amim." Don't be happy with the nations when they make a Simcha. Do not mix with them. Do not be part of them. Nasalem Eitzah Mayasu Begalusam. Says the Abarbanel, this is advice. What to do in Galus? Don't be happy with them. V'yisbachu Amim Bibirchoseim V'tfuoseim Al Tismach. Ata Yisrael, don't be happy with them because you're not like them. You're not a part of them. And the Malbim finally has a deeper idea. The Malbim says, "Don't be happy. Why? Because realize when you go into Galus that it's not like all the other nations that are being punished. All the other nations being punished are already under the mazalos. So if it happens to be that they have simcha under a certain mazal, they should have simcha under that mazal, because that's a simcha mazal. But you're not under a mazal. Ein mazal Yisrael. So when I put you at the galus and I punish you, that's hester panim. And if it's hester panim, there's no simcha when it's hester panim. Al tismach, says the Malbim, ki ha'amim heim nesudim tachas ha'ma'aracha. Kamo shekazav asher cholak Hashem alokecha l'kol ha'amim. Ba'esha mazal matzli. Yachlohem v'amaracha tova heim smechim, aval inoch tachas kochi ha-shamayim v'kisileyem ki atam morasa l'ashem. Gemo shekasav bo alayach osayach Hashem tzvako shemo u'kishe tasur hashkachaso la'avod elohim achirim. So you have no ashkacha. You have no ashkacha when there's Esther Panim, and therefore there's nothing to be happy about. Right? He doesn't quote it, but that's the Ramban who emphasizes this in Parshas Achremos, where every other nation is under various powers except Am Yisrael. But in Am Yisrael, specifically, the Ramban discusses the Am Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. Even Am Yisrael in Chutz La'aretz are under other powers, and it's not direct Hashgacha. But when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, it's direct. That's what the Malbim says. It's direct under HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when he throws us out, so then that is from him. V'heinyan, just read two lines of the Ramban. Ki Hashem nechbad bara hakov, v'sam koach hatachtona be'elyonim, v'nosan al kolam v'am baratz, v'sam lego yehem. He gave every nation, kochav mazal yadua, kasher noda b'stagninus. Every country has their guardian angel, so to speak. Ki chalak l'kula mazalos pashamayim mugvoyim alayim. Not chas v'shalom that they have any power, and not chas v'shalom that we should daven to them. No, but it just means some type of indirect hashkacha. Aval Eretz Yisrael, emsoas ha'yishuv. Inach les Hashem yuchedes l'shmo, lo nasan alem anam alachim katzin shoter moshel. Panchilo osam la'amom yuchad shmo zera. Oh, havav. And that's the Ramban, where he talks about the uniqueness of mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael, but that's this idea that we find in the Malbim. This pasuk, though, is used, again, in a very sharp and biting and tragic way by the Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma makes Hosea famous here. The Meshech Chachma, in a much-discussed piece in Parshas Bechukosai, the Meshech Chachma has a few pieces in Bechukosai that are basic and defining, but on Perek Chavav, Pasuk Mem Dalet, where he talks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu leaving us in the in the Galus, long piece, towards the end of the piece, he says, Rachmana Litzlan, V'yacharkach yisar b'em ruach aluki ha-shu'efam la-shivam la-makar, people will start coming back. People will start coming back. Mayasa chafetz ha-adam ha-asui l'skadero l'chadesh. Yivaker b'rayon kozev, as asher enchilu avoseinu, yishar chadashos b'shakoach ma-heilu mato. They'll stay where they are. They'll stay in Galus. Yachshov, and here is the, let's go back a line. Od ma'at yashuv lomar sheker nachlo avoseinu. Vayisraeli bechlal yishkach machsavaso v'yachshav le'ezrach ranan. They'll forget their past and they'll think that they're a citizen. Yazov li mudei dato lomo l'shonos lolo. Yalif mikalkalasa v'lo yalaf mitakanti. You'll learn from the worst things of the nations around you. And here's the line. Yachshov, and this was 15 years or so before World War II. Yachshov ki Berlin hi Yerushalayim. Ukemukul kalen shevahem asitem. Kimisukanem lo asitem. And then he quotes our pasuk, "V'yaltismach Yisrael al gol ha'amim." Don't take part. Maybe this is like an Abarbanel type of understanding. Oz yavo ruach soev sa'ar. There's going to be a storm that comes. Yakar oso migizo yanichehu legoy meirachok. Ashlo lama l'shono yadak yihuger. And then he'll know that he's not somebody who belongs in this spot. Ubetil tulo yishkach taraso omko pelpula v'chulu rachmana litzlan, says the Meshech Chachma in his biting forecast and prediction. That's what he quotes this pasuk, beginning pasuk of our parak. Just one other point. I didn't finish the pasuk, or I'll read the end of the pasuk again. It says, "Kizanisa me'al alkecho ahaftas esnan alkol garnos dogan alkol garnos dogan." Some of the mafarshim emphasize, the Radak and others, that we've sinned and we stray even we have everything. When we have everything, al karkonos dogan, we're full. Even there, we're going out to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It reminds us a little bit of the beginning of the Tomer Dvorah. The first few pages of the Tomer Dvorah, where the Ramak tells us that even when we sin, every second that we've ever sinned, Hashem has been mechaya us and given us life during that moment. At that moment, every time we've done something wrong, Shemei olam lo chata adam negdo shelo ye osa hu me osa rega mamish shofei alav shefek kiyumo truah sivarav v'mei yosha adam chotei b'kalach ahu. Unbelievable. And that's the savlanus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this pasuk describes that. We continue. But if you keep doing sins, as it says in Shema, then the Goren and the Yekev will not produce. Right? You won't have wheat or wine. V'tirosh yechacheshba. Lo yeshvu be'eretz Hashem. You will not live in Eretz Hashem. Eretz Yisrael, right here, is called the land of God. Lo yeshvu be'eretz Hashem. Right? The Radak says maybe it means Yerushalayim, but Pashas, it means all of Eretz Yisrael. Vishav Ephraim Mitzrayim uba Ashur tamei yochelu. And Ephraim will return to Mitzrayim, and Asher will be forced to eat tamei food. The Radak points out that Ephraim went to Bavel. They were exiled earlier. The Yehuda, Malch Yehuda, after the Churban, whoever was left, some of them went to Mitzrayim when they weren't supposed to. Yirmiyahu told them not to go, and they went anyway, and Yirmiyahu had to go with them. But the Radak says maybe a few of them went to Mitzrayim before, right, this is the northern kingdom, maybe a few of them went to Mitzrayim before they were sent to Bavel by Ashur, or it means a few of them stayed in Eretz Yisrael, and they went to Mitzrayim with Yehuda. Lo, now, those are the first three psukah. Now, Pasuk Dalet clearly switches, talking to Yehuda. Lo yischu l'ashem yayin. This is either don't, or they won't, or they shouldn't. Don't pour wine to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? You're not acting in a way that the avodah is going to help you. Or this means there'll be a churban and you won't be able to pour wine, right? Lo yischu, it's a forecast, l'ashem yayin. Lo yerevu lo zivchein, the karbanos won't be sweet. Either lo to him, to the person bringing it, or to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kelechem onim lahem. It'll be like bread of onim. What is lechem onim? Rashi quotes two days here. Either stolen, own, or it could be an oven, like sin, right? So it's like stolen, or own is from the word onin, aninus, avelus. It's like bread of mourners. Be ready to mourn. Kelechem onim, kelechem avelim shu tameh. And it's tameh, and therefore Hashem doesn't want it. Kalechem onim lahem kol ochlav yitama'u. It'll be impurify all those that eat it. Ki lachma manafsham, keep your food, Hashem says. I don't want your bread. Lo yavo beis Hashem, don't bring it to beis Hashem. Hashem is not interested, again, with any carbon that doesn't represent. Again, this is not a religion of magic. You bring an animal, finish. No, it's a representation and a substitution. And if you don't recognize that, so then it's not worth it and it loses the whole point. The Rambam quotes this pasuk also. A number of psukim in our parak are quoted in other contexts. The Rambam in Hilchos Yontif, Hilchas Yantif in the sixth parak, where the Rambam talks about what true Simchas Yantif is. True Simchas Yantif is being mesameach others, not just being mesameach ourselves. V'chayev adam lios b'en sameach v'tov leiv. Hu ubanav v'ishto ubanei v'so v'chol anil v'malav. Even besides his family, his wife, his kids, his family, and anyone who is with him. Whatever makes a person happy. Kate said, for example, children, you got to give candies, nuts. Buy your wife clothing. But then the Rambam adds, Chayav la'achil lager la'yason v'la'amana. Im shar ha'aniyim ha'um lalim. When you eat and drink, you have to share. It has to be given out. It's not just your own. Aval misha noel dalsos chatzero. If somebody closes the doors of his yard, v'ochel v'shose, hu ubana v'ishto, ve'ino ma'achil u'mashkel la'aniyim, ulamare nefesh, and he doesn't feed those who are in need. Interesting, he says mare nefesh. Right, let's say there's somebody who always is alone. You can invite them. Not that they need the money, but they need the meal. They need the company. The Rambam says if we don't invite those who are mare nefesh, ein zu simchas mitzvah ela simchas kreso. That is not the simcha of a mitzvah. That's just simcha of your own stomach. V'yal elu nomar, and about these people it said, zivcheyem kalechem onim lahem kol ochlav yitamo ki lachman lanafsham. The Rambam knew Hosea. The Rambam knew, quotes this pasuk, out of all of Navi. V'simcha kazu kaloni lahem. Shnemar v'zirisi peres l'panechem peres chagechem. That's from elsewhere. But that's the Rambam here in Hilchos Yantif Perek Vav Halacha Yud Ches. He quotes that if we want to Hilchos Yantif and Perek Vav, we have to want to be alive Yud Ches. Remember the pasuk, right? If we want to be mechaya and have a simchas yantif, it has to be with others. Ma tasul yom moed, pasakei. What are you going to do on the yom moed? What's the yom moed? The Radak says the day of the Churban. What are you going to do? You're not going to be able to obviously handle it. The Abarbanel says no. It means real chagim in Galus. Meaning once you go into Galus, says the Abarbanel, so how are you going to have the chagim? You're not going to be able to, don't think you're coming back so soon, says the Abarbanel. Shebo hayu karbanos v'amusafin shal mechagig v'shal misimcha kashatiyu b'galas matasu b'yama hamukudash mahem. You're going to be missing so much of the day, where we think we have yantiv today. We're missing the whole avoda. Him tachshavu shetashuvu miyalu yushalayim kasher shatim mibavel. You think you're gonna come back so fast? It's not going to be so fast. Matasu layom aved uliyom chag Hashem ki ne holchu mishod. You will get driven out because of plunder. Mitzrayim tekavti. Mitzrayim is going to gather you in. The Abarbanel suggests, as he often does, maybe this is talking about a much, much later, a future event of Mitzrayim overtaking the Jews of after Bayit Sheni, when there was a massacre in Alexandria. So the Abarbanel says Nevi'im could be talking about hundreds and many, many, many years in advance. We don't even know. We don't, again, know exactly what's being referred to. And again, it could be numerous events being referred to in each phrase. Mitzrayim tekavtim, mof tekabrim, machma lekaspam, all of their treasures, kimoshi rashim, there'll be thorns and thistles. You go into galus, choach, choach, ba'aleim. Bo yimei apakuta, the day will come. Bo yimei ashilum, the day that there will be, they will have to stand the judgment. Yidu Yisrael, Evel Anavi, they'll know that the Nevi'im, the Nevi'i Sheker are foolish. Meshuga Isharuach, they're crazy. Al Rova Avon Chavraba Mastema, they cause so much trouble, but you listen to them. I give you signs, Hashem says, to how to prove somebody a Nevi Sheker, and you don't listen to those signs. Tsofe, a seer, a false prophet, Ephraim Im Elokai, is prophesizing in my name. Im Elokai, they say they're with me, but they're not with me. Or others say it means against me. Navi Pach Yakuch HaKol Dracha, these Nevi'im are like a trap. In all their ways, mastema beveis alokav, it's causing situm, which means hatred. It causes hatred beveis alokav. What is that referring to? Beveis alokav. So Rashi here quotes is referring to the story of Navi Zechariah being killed in the Beis Hamikdash. Right? Mastema beveis alokav. It's not mafurish in Malachim, but if you look in Divrei Hayamim, beis perachav dalet pasachav chav aleph veruach elokim lafshat Zechariah. This is not Zechariah Hanavi that we know from Treyasar. It says earlier veruach elokim lafshat Zechariah. Zechariah ben Yoyada HaKohen, v'yamod me'alam v'yom alohem, ko amar Elohim, lamatem over mitzvizas Hashem alo tatzlichu, why are you violating? V'yikshiru alav, v'yirgemuhu oven b'mitzvas HaMelech, v'chatzar beis Hashem. And they killed him with the gushpanka, with the stamp of the Melech at that time. They killed Zechariah Navi, and that's one of the most unbelievable stories in all of Shas, the Gemara and Gittin, when Nevuzradan comes into the Beis HaMikdash, and he sees this blood boiling on the floor, and he says, whose blood is this? Ashkechei, nun zayin amabez in Gittin. Ashkechei, lodame de Zechariah Davis kamar rateach, v'salik amar mayhai, amrulei, dam zvachim ishtapich, it's blood of animals that spilled. I see dam avalo idmi, he brought blood of animals, and it did not look comparable. And he says, if you don't tell me, I'm going to kill all of you. So they tell him who it is. My name alecha Neviaya. It's a Navi, a Kohen, that was killed right here. So he says, I have to be Mephias him. So he says, bring me the Sanhedrin Agadol. Bring me the Sanhedrin Akaton. And he killed all of the rabbis. Below Nach, and the blood didn't stop boiling. Bachur Mubasulos. He brought young men and women. Kadalai below Nach. He brings Tinoka Shabbesravi, because children and babies. He kills all of them. And finally, he says, Zachariah, Zachariah, Tovim Shemeng Vadatim. I've destroyed the best of your nation. Nicha l'cha d'abdin l'kulu. You want me to just wipe out all of them? Every single last Jew? Right when he said that, the blood stopped boiling. And all of a sudden, he had an epiphany. He says, for one person being killed, how much have I killed? B'yahi shaita, hear her, tshuva b'dayte. Omar, ma'im nefesh, achas, kach. He sent a letter to his family, and he converted. And the Gemara says, Nevuzradan ger tzedekaya. But in any case, this is the blood of Zechariah that is in the Beis HaMikdash that was boiling. But that's what's referred to here, according to the Medrash, Bebeis HaLokav. The Radak is not a fan of that pshat, Kipshuto, because we're talking about Ephraim here. And this was in the Beis HaMikdash. Zechariah was killed by Yehuda, not by Ephraim. So he says it's not the Pshuto Shal HaPasuk. Hemiku shichesu kimei Agiva. They have deepened themselves in Chay, just like the days in Giva. What's Giva referring to? Rashi has 2 days. Either talking about Pilegesh B'Giva, when some of the nation, Binyamin, took part in the Avera, and everybody else stood idly by. Or Yesh Omrim, says Rashi, going back to when they asked for a king. When they asked for a king, that's when it all started. That already was a rejection. Then if you look back and listen again, we have to review to those shiurim back in Shmuel Aleph, in Paraches, when we spoke about the nation asking for a king. Asimalanu melach l'shavtenu kechal hagoyim. Chesed, and we spoke about 6 or 7 pshatim. What exactly was the problem? After all, it's a mitzvah in the Torah. Som tasim alecha melech. So what were the problems? So the Radak there quoted 2 days. The Radak says, number one, they wanted it. It started, miyad bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe that's what's being referred to here. It started then already. It started then, a lack of bitachon. Va'od sha'amru kachol ha'gayim. Ve'im lo'ayu tzrichim kachol ha'gayim. Oma yishom ha'derach Hashem. They don't need one. They follow Hashem's, and then they're connected. Right? The Meiri says, it was just too early. Wasn't appropriate. Why was it too early? Why was it too early? So if you add the Malbim to that, then we understand. The Malbim says, there are sometimes Am Yisrael is supposed to run through Teva, and sometimes through Nes. At that time, they were still running through Nes. They weren't supposed to have a king yet, and therefore, when David and Mel came along, it was going to be a king, but it wasn't time for that yet. That's what the Malbim discusses at length there in Sefer Shmuel, how this was an affront to Shmuel, it was an affront to Hashem, and it wasn't time to bring the nation to a king yet. Okay, but that's the second fascinating day here, that maybe this started way back then. Yizkar avonam yifkor chatasam, so their sin is going to be punished. Ka'anavim b'midbar, now Hashem says, I remember the good times. Ka'anavim b'midbar masas liYisrael, I found them as grapes. Kivikura b'teina, like a fresh fig. Ra'isi avoseichem, and yet hemabo bal pa'or, v'yinazru laboshes, v'yushkutzim ba'avam. And even after that time, they went and did terrible things. Chayte egel and bal pa'or. Right, Rashi, the Radak quotes, Kemaisa avos, yasu banim. In a bad way, right? We followed the ways of the forefathers who sinned. The Malbim says it's a kal v'chomer. The Malbim says is meant to teach them. You know how much I love that nation? Again, I love all of Am Yisrael always. But you know how much I love them? Right when I took them out, they were like the grapes. Our relationship just started. And even then, I didn't show any favoritism. If they didn't listen, if they followed Avodah Zarah, they did Znus, so that's it. Ata don kal v'chomer, im heima ahavam b'nos moav nasu shkutzim, hagam shayu chashuv v'metchila, even though they were chashuv. Says the Malbim, that's what you have to learn the Kal v'chomer. Mimashehenish is Yotzei Mitzrayim alavon pa'or ve'alaz nusim benos moav hagam shedara ahu ayu chashubim v'yekarim b'nei Hashem v'koshkim shianos osam sheim kalim v'nivzim b'einav. So that says the Malbim, that's the Kal v'chomer here that Hoshea is telling them. Ephraim pasuket aleph ka'of yisofev kvodam. Their covet is going to fly away. Fly away. Miladim ibetan meherayon. It's two or three graphic psukim here. How everybody's going to die, says Hoshea. Right? Mileda, the children aren't going to live through a pregnancy or for birth. Very young. Kimi gadlus b'neiyem v'shikaldim yadam. To get a little older, they're not going to live to manhood. Kigam oylohem b'suri mehem. When I go away from them, b'suri, when I turn from them, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we said before, they're not protected. There's just Hester Panim. And Ephraim kasharisi latzor shtula b'naveh. I see tzor sitting there in their shalva, the Ephraim Lahotzi El Horig Banav. But what are you doing? You're taking your kids out to be killed. What's that? Rashi says Molech. Right? That's one of the Avodah Zarahs that we know took place in Yerushalayim even. Tein Lahem, and fascinating after this terrible few lines. Hoshea can't hold back. Even in the tragedy, he says, you know what? If you're going to die anyway, let him die extremely young so you don't have a relationship with them. It'll be even more painful. Tein lehem Hashem mati tein. Tein lehem rechem mashkil v'shadayim sobkim. Do it at a very young age because, Rachman al-Islan, I can't bear to think about the pain of the parents as they get older. So it's a tefillah of the Radak in the middle of this terrible consequence. The Netzach Yisrael also, the Maharal that we've quoted numerous times in this Sefer already and often in Perek Yudalid, when he talks about Bnei Yisrael being compared to a bird, that we could fly so high and we could get so low. And he starts off by quoting this Pasuk. This Pasuk is also quoted there in the Netzach Yisrael when we're compared to birds. He says this Medrash, El Motziyim Mitzrayim Katof Yisrael Lo, Kachi Midaso, Chato Kima Moridin Ka'of, Shenemar, Ephraim Ka'of Yisofef. Our pasuk zachu meromei mosam lamala kaof shenemar miela kaav tofena repasuk in Yishayo samach, and that's why the Maharal says a reeva vein ki imshu Yisrael laof haof eino kol kachomri shein lo abachomer, like we've quoted this before, right? He's not as gashmi as the other animals, and that's why he's able to fly into the heavens. But on the other hand, if a bird could even bird a broken wing, then he'll be left to die. Continuing the pasuk, Kol Rasam Gilgal. Again, pasuk Desvav. It all started in Gilgal. Again, what's Gilgal? Either they built Avodah Zarah in Gilgal, or going back to the Melech. That's where they asked for a king. Kisham Sinesim Arom Aleim. There, I already have hatred for their actions. Mi Beisia Garshem. I will throw them out of my house. Out of my house, Pasha's Beis HaMikdash, out of my house, the Beis HaMikdash, the Eretz Yisrael, like we said before, Eretz Hashem, and they won't be able to do the Avodah, the Radak says. They won't be able to do the Avodah. The Brinat Yisrael says, we Paskin even without a Beis HaMikdash. Can't be doing the Avodah in the same way. Lo Osev Ahavasam, right? My Ava won't be Mosaf, and the relationship won't be able to continue. Kol Sorim Sorim, when everybody is turning. Huke Ephraim, and the parak ends off by saying that we have to do better. Yemaseim Elokai, or else HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Moes in us and be disgusted in our actions because we haven't listened to him. You know the Demagoyim, and we will be travelers and in Galus and just wanderers in Galus. And again, remember, he's saying this when everybody is sitting in Eretz Yisrael, but they're not following. Yeah, Hoshea is saying, in a long time, but even in a short time, one has to make sure to do better. Okay, we'll stop here.